Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care, the home care agency.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. So I see you spoke with Stella last week, and she transferred your case over to me. I just wanted to say hello and to tell you a bit about the process, even though I see you're already kind of in the middle, so I guess you already know parts of it. Correct?
Yeah, kind of. Wait, you said do I know parts of what? I'm sorry, I was
the
one.
Process. I just wanted you to know a little bit about the process of the application.
Oh, yeah, someone, I believe, sent me a few things. I forgot her name. I don't know if it was.
Oh,
someone named Monica.
Oh, Monica, yeah.
Yes, a few things, and I was explaining to her that my mom didn't get, like, her hours yet. She didn't even get approved, so I don't even know.
Okay, so I do see here that you have a scheduled assessment this Thursday with the Area Agencies on Aging.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great. And what about a doctor's form? Was that...
I believe she talked to the doctor. She has to call them. She's been under the weather, so we'll have to call the doctors and see if, you know, anybody can, if anybody received the form. And we're definitely not able to get to them right now because of the snowstorm.
Was it, do you know if it was filled out? Or I would be able to have someone call you to fill it out over the phone. Unless
you said the doctor form? Don't the doctor got to fill it out?
So we have something called a telehealth company where they call the patients and fill out the form over the phone, so you don't have to take it down. But unless you already filled it out, I would have them call you.
Well, she already has a doctor. They said they. If we're talking about the same form, I don't know if we're on the same page
the
here.
PCP
but,
form.
Well, yes, she has a doctor. They faxed it over to the doctor, and the doctor's supposed to fax it back to them.
Oh, okay, no problem. So just let me, if you could let me know. Once that's sent in, that would be great. And like this, we can wait for the approval letter.
Right. So maybe you didn't hear me. I was telling you that she's been under the weather, so we have to call the doctor to find out if they received the form.
The doctor, right? The doctor should have had it. And do they need you to come in to fill it out, or they?
So that's what I'm explaining to you. If we're on the same page, the form is strictly for the doctor. They told us that we didn't have to fill out anything. So the part that I believe you're talking about, they sent the form over to the doctor. Apparently they had the wrong fax number. So my mom spoke to them. They got everything squared away. They should have the form by now. But with the snowstorm, I'm not sure if they're even open or if they received the form. So that's what I need to call them to figure out.
Fine. No problem. And then I just want to run through a few things to make sure that she will be eligible for the services. If I can just ask you a few questions.
So somebody came out to do the assessment. What services are you talking about?
For the home care services, I just want to make sure that it will be something that they'll be okay with.
Okay.
Since you didn't receive the approval letter yet, correct?
No, we didn't, because they just did the assessment, and then the person's coming out Thursday, I believe, to do the, the second part. They said it was a three-part.
Usually the patient's coming in the beginning of the process, but because we're starting in the middle, I guess you were going through another agency before you started applying yourself.
I wasn't going through anyone. We just started this. Somebody referred me to the agency. They called the people that came out to do the assessment.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that we was locked in with the agency. We just, and then when you guys called me, they said that, it's a lot going on right now. I'm not really sure.
Okay, fine. I just like to confirm a few things about the patient. If you don't mind. Okay?
Okay.
Is the patient making more than $2,900 a month?
She's not making anything. She doesn't have an income right now.
Does she own a home or a car?
No.
Or any assets over $8,000?
No.
Cash value or non-cash value, any assets?
No.
Is she married?
Separated.
Okay, and does she live with any minors?
No.
Okay. Fine. I just want to know that to be sure that they will approve her like this role. We'd like to know that it will be a chance that they'll give an approval. We don't want to carry a patient on so long and then they won't be approved. Like, just know it's a possibility, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. So, I guess let's be in touch closer to the assessment on Thursday, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay.